My name is Emily Capes, and I'm 33 years old. And today's date is March 1st, 2010, and we are in Pensacola, Florida. And my relationship to Betty is she is my friend.
My name is Betty Olive, and I'm 82 years old. Today is March the 1st, 2010, and we're in Pensacola, Florida. And Emily is my good friend and has been a mentor to my grandchildren.
Thank you. Well, Betty, I have always said that when I grow up, I want to be just like you, so which you always deny, but I do want to know some more things about who you are. So I asked you inside whether or not you had any siblings, and you were starting to tell me about that. So
I had a brother who is now deceased, and I have a sister who is 91 years old, and she lives at St. Simon's Island, Georgia, and she and I have always been very close. She's 8 years older than I am, and as I said to Emily, I was a grown woman before I realized I didn't have to mind her and do just what she said.
Out of all three of you, who was the troublemaker?
Oh, I think my brother probably was, and he was probably also the favorite. Yes, but he was the son, and he was a really fine guy, but I would say that he was the troublemaker.
Did he ever get you into any trouble?
Very little, very little. I was, you know, the pesky little baby sister, so he was not interested in doing things with me, fooling around with me.
Was he closer to your older sister? Or
yes, he probably was. I think he was closer to her, although all three of us had a very wonderful relationship. There was no sibling rivalry.
Now, you mentioned your mom worked as well. What did she do?
When I was a child, my mother worked at a movie theater. She sold the tickets there. And that was unusual for a woman back in that time, which was the early 30s. And so that's why my sister had so much charge of me. She worked there, and then she also worked for a doctor later on. She was a receptionist in a doctor's office.
Mm-hmm. And what did your dad do?
My father was the manager of the movie theater, and then later on he owned a hardware store and managed that. But he died at a young age. He was only 43 when he died.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, did you go to school outside of, tell me about going to school.
Mm-hmm. I did. I went to two elementary schools, one in Louisville, Georgia, and then one in Statesboro, Georgia. And I went to high school in Statesboro, and then we moved, I made a mistake there. I went to high school in Louisville, Georgia, and then we moved to Statesboro, and that's where my mother and I lived for quite a few years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, did you go to college?
I did. I went to Valdosta State College for the 4 years, and then I worked at the Valdosta State College for 3 years afterwards.
And what did you do?
I worked in the registrar's office, and I did secretarial and a little bit of bookkeeping, but mostly secretarial work.
Great. Mm-hmm. Well, then, how did you meet George?
Well, in Statesboro, Georgia, when I was in high school. George was already living there when we moved to Statesboro. And so he and I went to high school together, and I had a crush on him from day one. He didn't know anything about that. He says he didn't, but I think he did. And then I went off to college, and he went into the Navy. And then later on, and I moved to Atlanta, and he was working in Atlanta after his Navy years. We got back together.
Did you correspond in the time between?
Yes, we did. We did. And I still have some of those letters.
Do you?
I do.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm. Yeah. Now, how did you end up in Pensacola?
He was sent down here with his work.
Okay.
He at that time was working for a bakery. He later moved to a law firm where he was the business manager. But when he moved down here, he said the telephone bills were getting too expensive, and I was just going to have to marry him and come down here with him.
So he moved here first?
Yes, he did. He was here a couple of years. But I've been here since 55. We got married in 1955, and I've been here since then.
Fantastic. Now you have two children.
I do. A daughter who is a teacher, an elementary school teacher, and a son who is a financial consultant. And then our son has two children, both of them are in high school. One of them's graduating this year, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bob and Julie, your children, did they get along pretty well?
Yes, they did. Surprisingly, they had their moments, but they got along pretty well. They really did.
What's the age difference?
3 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And were either one of them a troublemaker at any point?
Neither one was a troublemaker. Not to us. They may have been to somebody else, but they were not to us.
I was looking for some information, Betty.
in fact, I was telling somebody today that he got into something one time in high school, and his principal called me, and he said, Mrs. Olive, I have Bob in the office now, and I'm fixing to give him a few licks. And I said, well, I'm sure if you are, then he deserves it, and you tell him I'll talk to him when he gets home.
Now, as a family, did you guys travel anywhere together?
We did. We used to go to a state park in North Georgia for several years. We would go up there and stay a week and rent a cabin and just had a really wonderful time. Those were great memories, and I think they were good memories for the children to have.
Absolutely.
That we went together as a family.
Did you explore the area, or did you just spend time together as a family?
We did all of that. We did all of that. And then one year, each of the children took a friend. And so that gave them, you know, some buds to be with.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's great. Did you and George travel anywhere besides going there with the family?
Yes, after the children were grown and away from home, we went to the New England states with his brother and sister-in-law. We went to the national parks out west with that same brother and sister-in-law and his sister. And we, since then, have been to Greece.
Wow.
Just had a wonderful trip. It's been about, I guess, 11 years ago now.
Mm-hmm. Was that your favorite? Or which
I
one
would
was
think
your...
so, yes. It was wonderful. It was. Although George and I had a trip that the law firm gave him when he retired. And we went on a trip through Europe, which was wonderful, but very tiring.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, since you've been to both Europe and Greece, did you have any food that you liked better in either location?
I believe I liked the food in Greece. I believe I did.
It's good.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
I've never been there.
Oh, it was wonderful. The place was so, it was so historic, and we just enjoyed every minute of it. And we were following the travels of St. Paul.
Oh, fantastic.
And so that was great.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Did you meet a lot of the people?
We did, but we had a really big group from our own church that went.
Okay.
So, we were amongst friends almost the entire time.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go back to when you were younger again. I like music, so do you have a favorite song from when you were younger?
All of our songs would be so so out of date to you young folks, but I liked my mind is gone completely blank. A lot of songs based on some classical tunes that I thought were especially nice.
Yeah.
And and I like classical music.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So, do you have a favorite composer?
I would say Bach, maybe Beethoven.
Mm-hmm. So you can't think of your favorite song?
No, I'm going to keep thinking on that, and
okay.
I'll come back to you with
come
that.
Come back to me.
Okay.
Yeah. The other question that you and I had already talked about was your image of God mm-hmm. when you were younger.
Well, as a child, I'm sure I thought of it as most children do, and that is as the, kindly man with the long gray beard. Now, I didn't think of him as Santa Claus. I never had that image of him. But I did think of him as and I thought of him as a male with a, long beard and very kindly and very accepting of all of my foibles.
And did your family go to church when you were?
Oh yes, we did. Mm-hmm.
And was it United Methodist?
No, it was not. It was the Baptist church.
Uh-oh.
Now my mother was raised as a Methodist, but my father was Baptist, so we went to my father's church. And but I always had some of the Methodist, indoctrination from my mother, although she became a Baptist, so that we could all go together
right.
as a family.
Did you have any activities that you did together as a family? Either during Advent or during certain seasons in the house besides going to church?
No, we did not. We, of course, we did the usual decorating at Christmas time, but we did not, being Baptist, we did not do the Lenten observance. And it has really meant a lot to me since I have started doing that.
Right.
Since I became a Methodist with George.
Okay, so was George Methodist?
He was. He was. And his mother said when we got married, when moving down here, she said, "You know, I don't care what church you belong to, as long as it's a Methodist."
Now, how long have you been members here at First United Methodist?
55 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you guys came straight here then,
pretty much. We did. We did visit a few other churches, but we were drawn back to this one.
And why is that?
I'm not sure, except that the people were very welcoming and loving, and we liked the minister at that time, and he was very good about it. He came to see us, and you know, encouraged us to come, but he said, "If you don't come to this church, go to a church." He said, "You two need to belong in a church family." And that's always stuck with me. And I thought that was very true. And I feel like that's the way it is today for everybody. They need to belong to a church family.
Yeah. Is there somebody that you met back then that you're still friends with now?
Yes. Marie Percy would be one, although I didn't meet her right away. Right. I met her later. And her brother-in-law, Horace King, mm-hmm. And his wife, who is now deceased. And I'm afraid to say that a lot of the people that I knew back early on are gone.
Mm-hmm.
But we made a lot of good friends.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, with your kids, I know you were involved in the youth ministry.
Yes.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any... did you go on any trips with the students?
I went, yes, I did. I went on a mission trip to Alabama, North Alabama, okay. Utah, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on a couple of their choir tours.
And on the mission trip, did you do more of a day camp, or did you do...
It was a day camp, although we did have a couple of... they were having a revival at the same time. And so we participated in that. And that was very eye-opening for us. Especially for the young people who had not. It was a different culture.
Right.
And it was very interesting. And then we did do a day camp, and then we had a get-together on the last night of the, you might call it a Bible school.
Right.
But we had. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Your image of God now, has that changed over the years?
Yes, of course it has. I don't have the physical... feeling about him as I did, you know, when the man with the gray beard.
Right.
But I think of him as a presence more than I did then, that he is always with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very comforting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very encouraging to me to know that no matter what, he's there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use one of the questions from the sheet.
Yeah.
Who has been the biggest influence on your life?
My husband, George.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit more about him?
Favorite memories,
whatever it might be.
George and I were, in high school together. And he was always so kind. You know, when you move into a high school, which is what I did, it's very intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
But he was always kind. I felt like some of the others, they were, you know, who is she, you know, coming into our area. But... George was always kind, and he had wonderful parents. I remember meeting them and thinking, you know, these are really nice folks, and I'd like to get to know them better. George went into the Navy, as I said, and then when he came out, he worked for a bakery for some years and was working at a bakery here when we got married. And then he went to a law firm, became their business office manager, and was there for 35 years. Retired from there. Speck Slade law firm here in Pensacola.
Do you remember your first date?
Yes, I do. We were in Atlanta. He found out I was working in Atlanta, and he was just about to be transferred from Atlanta. But he called and said, "Well, I understand that you are here in Atlanta, and so am I, and why don't we go to Chattanooga for the day?" So we did.
Nice.
We went to Chattanooga, And I think I knew then that I was right about him when I had the crush on him in high school.
What did you guys do in Chattanooga?
Well, that's where Ruby Falls is, and we did all the exploring things. You know, we did all the touristy things that day, and had a wonderful dinner, as I recall, and then came back to Atlanta.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Do you have any regrets that you can think of from your life?
Any regrets? Yes, that I haven't been kinder to people along the way. You know, I'll get away from a situation and I'll say, why didn't I say so-and-so? Or why didn't I give a little bit more approval or approbation of what that person was doing? I regret those things. I still do, because I still do it.
Are there certain people that you have a harder time with than others? Or?
Well, yes, but I won't
not
name names.
No. No names. But personalities.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's some who feel that they know it all.
Mm.
And it's a little bit difficult for me to deal with.
Right.
But that's just the way they are.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
See, I can't imagine you being frustrated at anyone.
Well,
so
yes, I am.
I mean, I understand in life that's the way it is, but I always think of you as somebody who's so patient. Let's see. How about going back to the faith aspect? Since I work with both of your grandchildren, is there any faith memory that you have with them, with when they're in the church with you or with their family?
Well, I cannot recall anything specific. I do know they have good parents. Of course, I would think my son was good, but he married a very fine person. And I think they have been very strong in their guiding of the two grandchildren.
Right.
I really do.
Do you have a memory of them when they were younger here at the church that you can share about?
Of the grandchildren?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember, of course, all of their performances and how delightful they were to me as a grandmother. And and one time when one of them made a face at the congregation. But that's just childlike, you know. And everybody thought it was funny.
Right. Mm-hmm. I could see Brett doing that.
Yeah.
Bush probably Kristen too.
Yeah.
What would you say to them about falling in love, since you had such a great experience with it? Would you have any advice to either one of them?
Well, Brett thinks he's in love now, so I wish I knew what to say to him. But he's going off to one college, and I think she's going off to another. So that will probably put the proof to the pudding there.
Right.
About how strong it is.
Right.
And Kristen has just begun dating, and I think she's a little bit shy about it, so I haven't talked to her at all. Or, as a matter of fact, I haven't talked to Brett about it, but I think he'll make the right choice, and she will too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see them both making the right choice. Going back to George, was he the first person that you kissed?
No. We're not going to tell him that, are we?
Well, I think it just got recorded. Does he think he was?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't?
Mm-hmm.
Were there many?
Oh, no, there were not many.
Mm-hmm. Are you willing to tell us about the first person?
Well, he was a... George would know this person, so I'll have to be very careful. He was a football player, and he was a couple of years older than I. And, you know, all the girls just swooned over him. But and he was fine. He was a really fine man. And he was very much in love with somebody else.
Mm.
So, that all worked out fine.
No kidding. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
You can make sure that George doesn't listen to this
yes.
part of the...
he won't anyway.
How did he end up proposing to you?
You know, I don't know that he ever proposed. I was still working in Atlanta, and he was down here.
Right.
And he came up to Atlanta and spent the weekend with a friend of his who was still in college up there. And he just brought out the ring, you know, That's how I knew I was engaged.
How long had you guys been actually dating at that point?
About a year and a half. Or 2 years, I guess. But we'd known each other, you know, for a long time.
And what did you call it then? Was it dating or
courting? Dating. Courting. Yeah, both. Mm-hmm. But dating, I think.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of other things about that.
Mm-hmm. What do you love about George?
His kindness and his understanding and accepting of he really is a very accepting person. And in fact, he's very fair. At times when I might be fussing about something, he will stop me and say, "Now let's think about this. Let's look at it from the other person's standpoint." He's very fair.
Do you have a favorite memory of him that stands out from your time together? I'm sure there's many.
Well, they're all favorites. I can't remember. I can't pinpoint any one thing.
Have you thought of the song from early on?
No, I'll keep thinking.
Okay, that's fine. Just thought I'd check.
Yeah.
So I asked you who was the sibling of yours that got in more trouble, and asked you about your own kids, but do you have a time that you ever got in trouble when you were younger?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. And my mother was a switcher.
Yeah.
And the bad part about it was you had to go out and get the switch.
Really?
Yes, and if it didn't suit her, you know, you went back out until you got one that was, you know, nice and flexible and really stung when she hit your legs.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But she was a very, she was reasonable and fair, and I deserved whatever it was I got.
Well, can you tell me a time that you did get in trouble and what you did?
When I went out, I can remember one time Mother had gotten me dressed for church and Sunday school, and I went out and decided I wanted to make some mud pies, and I was, of course, ruined the dress, covered it, and she let me have a nice little switching, but we still had to go to Sunday school and church. Uh-huh.
And how old were you then?
I was probably about five.
So pretty young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you moved to the new, when you went to high school and you were new, mm-hmm. did you have a hard time meeting people?
I did. I had lost most of my weight by that time, but I was very fat as a child.
Really?
I was. Oh. And so when I moved to Statesboro, I had lost most of the weight, but I was still chubby. And I felt myself, you know, very unattractive, and I just didn't think anybody would want to spend any time with me. So but probably a lot of it was self-inflicted, that I felt uncomfortable and had a kind of a hard time making friends. But there was one girl who lived a couple of doors down from me, and her mother probably made her do it, but she would come over and we would walk to school together, and she and I became very good friends, very close friends, even though I'm sure it was coerced on her to begin with. but we became very good friends, and we still are. We still write each other.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely fascinating to me that you said that you were chubbier or fat when you're younger. Was that a big deal at that time? Did you feel like that was something that people said about you, or was that something you felt?
Well, as I got closer to my teenage years, yes, it was. I was very much aware of it, and my mother either had to make my clothes or take me to a shop. Lewisburg was close to Augusta, Georgia, mm-hmm. and we would have to go to Augusta a couple of times a year and get a dress for the fall and dressed for the spring, because we couldn't afford any clothes, really. Mm-hmm. We were very poor at the time. But we'd have to go over there and get, or my mother would make the clothes for me. And they were all the same ugly pattern, you know.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm. There's no style for fat children back then.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I was somebody, I felt growing up, that I was overweight, and so... But I feel like today, for our students, for this culture, so much of the culture the emphasis on how mm-hmm. they look. And, it's interesting to think that that would have been an issue no matter what the day is. Yeah.
I don't think it was as much, actually, back then as it is now, because mm-hmm. there's so much in the media about it now. Mm-hmm. The kids hear so much about it, and they must feel uncomfortable. I know how I felt, but I think it's much, much more so now, much more magnified now than it was then.
Did other kids say stuff to you?
Yes, occasionally. I was called fat stuff was one of the things I was called, and fatty. But I just kind of had to accept it because I knew that's what I was.
Wow. Now, you said you'd kind of moved on, or when you're in high school, you'd lost some of the weight, and but you still felt pretty badly about who you were.
Yes.
At the time.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think you got past that?
Well, I don't know. It's probably my mother probably did it. You know, she would tell me, you're just as pretty as Laura, who was my friend a couple of doors down, who was beautiful. She was lovely. But she'd say, you're just as pretty as Laura. And, and I knew I wasn't. But she would try to make me feel good about myself.
Well, and then you got to kiss the football player.
You're right, I did.
So, something must have been working for you. That's fascinating.
He considered himself a ladies' man, too. I realized I was not the only one.
Considering that's who I, the students that I work with and the things they struggle with, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Really, it
mm-hmm.
is to me. Mm-hmm. That was one of your struggles. I would have never guessed that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. I don't consider myself fat now, but I have a picture of myself when I was just a baby, and I weighed 12 pounds when I was born.
Wow.
And there's a picture of me, and a friend of ours saw it the other day for the first time. And he said, boy, that is obesity in the making. But as it turned out, I was able to lose it.
Was that something that ran in your family?
No, it was not. Although my mother and father were not small, they were not overweight by any means. My brother tended to be overweight when he got older. Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Very interesting. Now, you said your dad passed away young?
Yes, he did. He had heart trouble.
And how old were you?
I was 13.
So it was before you moved to Statesboro?
Yeah, that's correct. When we lived in Louisville.
Mm-hmm. And did your mom talk about that a whole lot? Or was that something that you guys didn't talk about very much?
No, we didn't talk about it a lot. It was hard for her, but she was strong. My mother was a very strong woman. And she had to work because, as I say, we were poor when I was growing up, and she had to work. And of course, I really never realized how poor we were, because they didn't make a big deal of it, and I thought what we had to eat was what everybody else had to eat.
Right.
So my mother was very strong.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And at that point, were both of your siblings already out of the house, or were they?
My sister was. Yes, my sister was, and. Then she had gone to college, and she had to quit college. My brother was through with college, mm-hmm. but she had to quit college and go to work, which she did. And then she went back later and got her degree.
So she had to quit college to help with the
family?
That's
right. Yes. Uh-huh.
How mm-hmm. long? How long did she stay helping your mom?
Well, we moved to Statesboro then after my father died, mm-hmm. and that's where my sister. Had been in college, and so she had made a lot of friends there in Statesboro, and she was able to get a job, and then they took her on as a teacher at the college. Not a teacher, but a helper at the college. And so later on, she was able to go back and finish her degree.
So you guys moved to where your sister was.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah. And then did your brother go?
And also, let me say this, that my mother had a sister who lived in Statesboro,
okay.
too. So there was some family there, and that was a draw for my mother, and that was important.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Did you talk about your dad's death with either one of your siblings at all?
Yes, we have, in later years we have. And my sister and I still do every now and then talk about, how we wish he had been alive to see his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren.
Right.
And,
what do you remember about your dad?
Oh, he was wonderful. He was such a sweet, gentle man, and my brother looked a lot like him, and he really was. He was not a businessman, but he was a sweet and good man, and people liked him. He was had a lot of charisma, as did my mother, but But my father did have, for a man, have a lot of appeal. And he got along well with the business people there in Louisville.
Do you know how your parents met?
I'm not real sure, but my mother was born in a very small town called McDonald's Mill. My mother's name was McDonald, and everybody who lived there was just about a McDonald. And it was called McDonald's Mill, and my father's mother had a brother who lived not far from there, and that's pretty. I'm pretty sure that they got them together.
And what was that both? Is that in Georgia?
Yes, it is in Georgia, yes. It's near Waycross, Georgia.
Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there a memory about your mom that you would want to share? Maybe one word. Go ahead.
Well, mother was very cute. She was had a good sense of humor. And in fact, George will quote her frequently because he thought she was such a sport. And she was a not a pretty woman, but she was handsome. She was sort of I guess you might say, a Romanesque face and high cheekbones. And she was a very attractive woman. And as I say, funny. And she was smart. I was sorry that Mother never got to go to college because she was very smart. And I think it would have meant a lot to her.
Do you have a memory when she made you laugh or a time that you both laughed together?
I can't call anything to mind right now. Yeah.
How long has it been since she passed away?
It's been about 20 years. And my brother died about 7 years ago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My father died, as I told you, mm-hmm. and when he was 43.
Right. Mm-hmm. When your brother passed away, was it something specific?
Or? Yes, he also had heart trouble, and he also had cancer.
Oh, wow. And was he in this area, or was he?
He lived in Valdosta, Georgia, at the time of his death. My brother was a Baptist minister.
Really?
In a little small towns. He liked small towns. He also was an associate minister at a Baptist church in Savannah, a large Baptist church. But he didn't like large towns, and he would always move to a small town if he could. And he had a very, a good relationship with the people in those towns.
Since you're not far from Georgia, has there ever been a time before he passed away when everyone got back together, you and his family and your sister's family?
Oh, yes, there were a couple of times when we got together. And they came here one time. And that was before my brother-in-law died, too, my sister's husband. And my brother's wife is still living. And so we have gotten together a couple of times. Since then, we've gotten together with George's family a couple of times. We're both from very close families.
Is there anything you guys like to do together that you kind of repeat when you're together? My family likes to eat, so that's easy to do.
Well, of course, eating is certainly one of the things. And then George's family was, as I told you, we've made a couple of trips with his family.
Right, and, travelers.
And yes, and my sister, was on a trip to Greece with us. And, we've had some good traveling times together.
Fantastic. Yeah. Is there anything else that you can think of that you haven't shared that either you'd want Brett or Kristen to know, or even for me? How do I become like Miss Betty when I grow up?
Emily. Well, I am just grateful for what you have done for our grandchildren. Mm-hmm. I really am, because they both love you, and our grandson works now, so he doesn't get to come as often on Sundays as I wish he could. But the church has meant a lot to them, and I would want them to stay close to a church. It's like, as I say, the first minister here told us, you need to have a church family. Mm. And I would want them always to see that they have a church family, because it's very important to have that supportive fellowship at a time when you need it. Because there will be times when you need it.
They've experienced that as well.
Yes.
When they're looking, if Brett moves away from here, is there anything in particular that he should look for when he's looking for a church, or Kristen when she gets to that point?
One where he is, I think, where they're comfortable and where they can get involved. And I would like very much to see that they do that. It's easy when they go off to college not to do that. And I know that. But I would hope that they will. I hope that they will find a place where they can be comfortable and where they can serve. And I thank you, Emily, so much.
Well, I am honored to have gotten to have this conversation with you, Miss Betty.
And I appreciate you. But I haven't learned anything about you yet, so we're going to have to do this again.
Not today.
Not today.
No. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Betty, what would you say you're most proud of in your life?
Our children. I'm most proud of them.
Do you remember how you felt when you first found out you were going to be a mom?
Oh, delighted, because I had been told I couldn't have children, so I was just delighted that I was able to have two, a boy and a girl. That was wonderful. Or a girl and a boy, as it turned out, that's the way they came. Yes. So I think that would be it. I'd be most proud of the children and then of our grandchildren.
And what lessons have you learned in life that you'd like to leave for your children and your grandchildren and their children?
To keep the faith and to be strong. And it's not always easy to do that, but I hope they can.